And welcome to our special panel session organized by the Diversity Committee of the Student Assembly. And if you don't have a program, I'll make sure that you get one. But as you can see, the session is really intended to give students an idea of different types of positions that you can go into after you graduate. So I tried to get some representatives from some different areas. So hopefully you all will be inspired to go into some of these different areas and work to close the gap in our public health workforce. So with that being said, my co-chair, Yesenia, is going to come up and she's going to introduce our first speaker, Dr. Blend, and then we'll do introductions before each speaker, and at the end we'll have questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Like Michelle mentioned, my name is Yesenia, and I'm the other diversity co-chair of Student Assembly. And our first speaker is going to be Dr. Balun. She's a program director in the Integrated Networks Program at the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities at the National Cancer Institute at NIH in Bethesda. And she serves as the co-leader for the Geographic Management Program and the Minority Biospecimen / Biobanking Geographic Management Program, including national coordinating responsibilities for a multi-regional team science initiative. She co-manages research supplements with this group and the diversity supplement portfolio and is involved in trans NCI activities. Dr. Boone.
Okay. Good afternoon. So hopefully that everyone can hear me. And again, I commend Michelle and her co-chair for actually providing an opportunity for students and those that would be interested in something like this. As they stated, I am with NCI, working with the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. And hopefully you guys can hear me as we move forward. We look at this today, and what I actually want to share as I go into cancer health disparities, I'll share some information on training opportunities, but then also bridge that and to share information of how we are at the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities is bringing in opportunity platforms for diversity in the workforce regarding public health. So cancer health disparities can be defined as adverse differences in cancer incidence, prevalence, mortality, survivorship, burden of cancer, or related health conditions that exist among specific population groups in the U.S. And so even, you know, we know it can be individual. You got community factors. You have environmental factors. Different things can play a role in cancer health disparities. As far as the mission of the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities, looking at the goals of what it is that we're designed, that we're doing, it is to increase cancer health disparities research, and then two, to increase workforce through training, with that being diversity and disparities, and then to build teams, networks, infrastructure, and capacity. And so as I go into the different parts of what we have available and some of the things that we're doing at the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities as far as areas, focus, and cancer disparities research. You can see them listed there. We have under the diversity training branch, we have some that focus specifically on disparities research branch, and then the branch, the core that I'm a part of, the integrated research training, education, and outreach. For the next few minutes, the things that I'll actually focus on, one would be the CURE program, the continuing umbrella of research experiences, and then I'll talk about one under the disparities research branch, which is the CNPC, our Community Networks Program Centers, and then I'll conclude with some information about our NUN program, the National Outreach Network, and then our GMBMAP program, which I serve as co-lead as we move forth in the presentation. The continuing umbrella of research, looking at the CURE program, this is one of our major programs that it really focuses on. You can look at from the things that it focuses on for specific scientific areas, It increases the size of the talent pool, and then it expands and extends the period of training. So you can even look from this diagram. We'll get a little bit more specific with some of the awards that we actually have available. But this is our program that actually provides funding starting even at the high school throughout the early stage and investigator. So you may be saying, you know, Priscilla, you know, where do I fit into this continuum? You're able to see there, and we do have funding that's available. And one of the unique things about this is not only do we provide the funding as you're linked up with a mentor at your university, but then one of our own program directors at the center walks with the student throughout the entire process, and hoping that the goal becomes that you become an independent researcher. And so here, just a little bit more of the details you're looking at from, we have, you know, from our P30 supplements all the way that what we would hope to see as you get to an R01 level. And one of the things I'd like to point out with this part with the CURE program, in and of itself, the supplements, the diversity supplements that are attached to this, it's attached to what we would call our parent grant. And so whether there be a principal investigator at your institution or a partnering or a connecting institution, then you guys are able then to work together to actually submit funding for one of our supplements under the CURE program. So it is, it's one of our highly regarded programs, provide funding for a lot of students, as I stated, and it's stated here, from the high school level all the way to the early stage investigator. So that kind of shares a little bit about our the training that we actually have available. And then, of course, there's more information on our website, and I have business cards, and happy to answer any questions. But because this is also focusing on diversifying the public health workforce, how are you able to make that transition after being trained into the public workforce? And what is the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities? What is the role that we're actually playing being a part of that? So the next part of this is going to focus on two or three of the major programs, where you, whether you're MPH level, at the PhD level, and the postdoc level, or even an early stage investigator, and on into your career, these are places that platforms that we have in opportunities and how we're helping to diversify. One of our programs is the Community Networks Program Centers, and this is a program that is highly regarded within the community, where creating partnerships, then from there, from conducting needs assessments all the way to developing community-based, what we call CBPR, community-based participatory research educational interventions. And so with our Community Networks program, and then you have service utilization. So again, this is a place where public health practitioners, education researchers, again, those from the undergrad all the way really looking at the MPH level through postdoc level, we have opportunities, and they're connecting with community network centers in the regions that they are part of and being gainfully employed. And so then from that, testing the community-based participatory research educational interventions and to developing. So here again, the skills, the expertise, the knowledge that you're gaining from the public health perspective in your on your own academic journey, this is a place that we provide funding and positions that are available. That's one of them, being the our centers, Community Networks Program Centers. And then our non-program, the National Outreach Network. This program, it's like you have the research enterprises we have displayed here on one side, then you have the non-program right there in the center, and the community. This is one of the phenomenal programs that we have, where the community is having an opportunity to be able to speak into the community, but then the community has a voice at the research table. And so here again, you're needing persons trained in public health, the skills, the expertise. I am a behavior scientist trained in public health. I'm a CBPR scientist. And so having that skill, bringing it to the community and having research, it's a very powerful thing, because also having persons trained in this ensures a help to increase that, making sure that their programs, the interventions, are culturally sensitive, that they're culturally appropriate, and not getting caught up in one size fits all. And so none provides that. And so you can see the different things it does. It links NCI cancer education, dissemination and outreach with its community-based research, culturally sensitive, there again, communication, community outreach. And then enhance inclusion of underrepresented groups in cancer research. So here again, making sure that not only the research is culturally appropriate, but those that are actually being employed, being a part of what's being shaped to provide to the communities, you're having diversity from that end as well. And then one of the last programs that I'll speak about, the GMAP framework and what we call affectionately the GMBMAP program, which is a program that is very much involved at the community level, from community to academic. It takes from research. It's almost an integration. It really is an integration of research and training. This is another one of our funded programs there at the Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities. And so you can look at the whole framework from a assessment all the way to dissemination. One of, I think, the great parts about this, it connects trainees that we have, the CURE trainees that I spoke about earlier, where there's funding. So we have the community, we have trainees, we have principal investigators, and all of this, again, not only do we have this as a platform where we're employing persons, you know, with master's degrees, with doctorate degrees, those that may be doing postdoc or even at the early investigator stage, we have that available, but there's funding also. So with each of the programs that I've actually presented on this afternoon, we actually have the funding for those programs. And even with this program, it is a regional program as far as across the United States. So we have about five regions that make up what we call the GMBMAP program. And when we cover those five regions, it covers the entire U.S. And so these are just some of the programs that we do have available. There's so much more that I'm able to share with regarding on our website and our funding, but I think that these are some powerful opportunities, and especially with our CURE program, where we actually do have funding available from high school to, you know, postdoc to even early investigators. I think they're awesome opportunities, and hopefully that you will be able to take advantage of, at least get information to take back to your universities. Lastly, to learn more about our Center to Reduce Cancer Health Disparities program, staff, the Cancer Health Disparities Research and Training Opportunities and Resources, feel free to, you know, definitely visit our website. I also will be at our NCI booth on tomorrow, I think probably around 2:30. I'll actually be doing a presentation and sharing more information as well. So thank you. So hopefully this information has been beneficial, and I look forward to questions at the end of the session.